real happy when the sun shines and it's a beautiful day. That's the chorus. Oh, there's one thing in common, and I really must say, we're happy when the sun shines and it's a beautiful day. Now there's all kinds of people who people this earth. Some people, they judge people by what they are worth. Some people hate people, and they must be the worst, for we're really not so different as we might seem at first. All the stock walkers, big talkers, gold buyers and old flyers, high sellers and nice fellas, dark boaters and smart voters, rose planters, pros chanters, city slickers and guitar pickers, dizzy warriors and busy farriers, people who sit around in the rain all day long and don't do much at all. But there's one thing in common, and I really must say, we're happy when the sun shines and it's a beautiful day. There's a one thing in common, and I really must say, we're all happy when the sun shines and it's a beautiful day. All these faith dealers, safe stealers, bartenders and carpenters, born brokers and pot smokers, head waiters and red haters, clear thinkers and beer drinkers, jello boys and yellowy lures and rock and rollers and savior soldiers and people who sit on top of poles and months and months at a time, never could for the life of me imagine why. But there's one thing in common, and I really must say, we're all happy when the sun shines and it's a beautiful day. Ah, there's one thing in common, and I really must say, we're happy when the sun shines and it's a beautiful day. Are the store looters, sure shooters, baton twirlers and banner furlers, money lenders and funny spenders, sitting leaders and pigeon feeders, pop singers and club singers, vandalizers, scandalizers, aristotlers and whiskey bottlers, and folk singers who sit around and forget the words like I sometimes often do. And there's one thing in common, and I really must say, we're all happy when the sun shines and it's a beautiful day. But there's one thing in common, and I really must say, we're all happy when the sun shines and it's a beautiful day.
I sing with Charlie O'Haggerty and a fabulous group called the Starboard List. We all got one leg short than the other. Here's a fine song with a jolly rousing chorus. Some friends and I were in a public house playing dominoes one night. All of a sudden the fireman rushed in his face all chalky white. What's up, says Brown, have you seen a ghost? Have you seen your Aunt Mariah? Ah, me Aunt Mariah be buggered criny. That bleeding pub's on fire. On fire, says Brown. What a bit of luck, what a bit of luck, cries he. Down in the cellar with the fire up there, we'll have a rare old spree. So we all went down with good old Brown. Beer we could not miss. And we hadn't been there 10 minutes or more. Till we were all like this. And there was Brown, upside down, mopping up the whiskey on the floor. Booze, booze, the firemen cried as they came a-knocking at the door. Oh, don't let him in till it's all mopped up. Somebody shouted, McIntyre.
No,
go, go, man. Some, you know, think... New York Rangers, you know.
New York Cosmos.
I went to see the New York Cosmos. I really did, yeah. New York Rangers. Somebody shouted, McIntyre.
McIntyre!
And we all gone blue, blind, paralytic, drunk. When the old done cow caught fire. Then Johnson went to the port wine tubs, gave it just a few hard knocks. Started taking off his pantaloons, likewise his shoes and socks. Oh, don't, says Snooks, if you want to wash your feet, we've got some stale beer here. Don't go washing your trotters in the port wine tub when we've got Ballantine's beer. And man. There was Brown, upside down, mopping up the whiskey on the floor. Booze, booze, the firemen cried as they came a-knocking at the door. Oh, don't let them in till it's all mopped up. Somebody shouted, McIntyre. And we all got blue, blind, paralytic, drunk when the old done cow caught fire. Just then there came such an awful crash, half the blooming roof gave way. We was drowned in the fireman's hose, but still we felt okay. We got some stacks and some old tin tacks, bunged ourselves inside, and we sat there drinking fine old scotch till we were bleary-eyed. And there was Brown, upside down, mopping up the whiskey on the floor. Booze, booze, the firemen cried as they come a-knocking at the door. Oh, don't let them in till it's all mopped up. Somebody shouted, McIntyre. And we all got blue, blind, paralytic, drunk when the old gun cow caught fire.
How many more songs can we do? How much longer do we do? Do a couple more. Do you know where it goes?
When do Arthur
a couple
McDougal.
More?
A couple more. Arthur McDougal.
Arthur McDougal. This is a bit of a gamble. This is the penultimate. This is a song about they're trying to recruit this guy into the army, and he doesn't go because it's the old press gang goes out. And usually they would knock someone on the head, you know, and he'd wake up in the army. But they tried to persuade this fella, Arthur McBride, by giving him some money. And then they have a fight, and he wins. What do I do? D, G, A7. Is that right? Some songs have four chords in them, you know? You come across those songs? Had a comrade named Arthur McBride, and as we were walking down by the seaside, as we were walking to bathe in the tide, it was on a fine summer's morning. As we were walking down by the sea sand, we met Sergeant Napier and Corporal O'Hand, and the little wee drummer named Patrick O'Dan. They were off to the fair in the morning. Oh, Arthur, he said, if you will but enlist, here's 5 guineas in gold I will put in your fist. 5 shillings besides if you'll raise up the dust and drink the king's health in the morning. Oh, no, said Arthur, I don't want your gold. I won't be a soldier to follow your will. I won't be a soldier to fight and to kill. Me at your command in the morning. And you needn't go telling me about your fine pay as you go a-tramping and a-marching away. For I know all you get is a shilling a day and a little bit yet in the morning. And you needn't go telling me about your fine clothes. You've only the loan of them, that I suppose. And you dare not sell them for money, I know. Or else you get flogged in the morning. Well, I'm blessed the sergeant if I'll hear more of that from you or from any low cow feeding brat. And if you're to give me any more of your chat, well, I'll run you through in the morning. But before they were able to draw out their blades, a whacking shillelagh came down on their heads. 'Twas then that they wished they was back back in their beds. We show them our powers in the morning. And as for the drummer, we labored his pal. We made a football of his rowdy-dow-dow. Kicked it far in the ocean and there let it float to take a bit swim in the morning. And as for the weapons that hung by their sides, we took them, we threw them far out in the tide. Ah, the devil go with them, said Arthur McBride, for spoiling a fine summer's morning. I once had a comrade named Arthur McBride, as we were walking down by the seaside, as we were walking to bathe in the tide. It was on a fine summer's morning.
Nice. You might not notice I actually got four chords in there, the forbidden ninth. Oh, finish up. What should we finish up with?
Oh. It's Friday.
Friday. Oh, yeah.
Can't sing that one on Friday.
Can't sing that on Friday. Easy and slow. Okay. Oh, I'll do that later. Tonight. I'll finish up with a nice group song. We'll all join it together. Isn't that fun? And you just sing. You sing what John sings. You know what you sing? You know your lines? And you just repeat what I... It's an accumulative song, so you've got to really be wide awake. What'll we do with a heron's head?
What'll we do with a heron's head?
That's very good. What'll we do with a heron's head?
What'll we do with a heron's head?
We'll make it into loaves of bread.
Heron's head, loaves of bread.
And all manner of things. Of all the fish that swim in the sea, the heron is the one for me. How are you today? How are you today? How are you today, me hinny? Well, what'll we do with the heron's eyes?
What'll we do with the heron's eyes?
We'll make them into puddings and pies.
Heron's eyes, puddings and pies.
Heron's
head, loaves of bread.
And all manner of things.
And all the fish that swim in the sea. The heron is the one for me. How are you today? How are you today? How are you today, me hinny?
Well, what do we do with the heron's fins?
What'll we do with the heron's fins?
We'll make them into needles and pins.
Heron's fins, needles and pins.
Heron's eyes,
puddings and pies.
Heron's head,
loaves of bread.
And all manner of things.
Of all the fish that swim in the sea, the heron is the one for me. How are you today? How are you today? How are you today, me hinny-o?
Well, what do we do with the heron's belly?
Oh, what'll we do with the heron's belly?
We'll make it into jars of jelly. Heron's belly.
Jars of jelly.
Heron's fins.
Needles and pins.
Heron's eyes.
Puddings and pies.
Heron's head.
Loaves of bread.
And all manner of things.
Of all the fish that swim in the sea, the heron is the one for me. How are you today? How are you today? How are you today, me hinny-o?
And what'll we do with a heron's tail?
Oh, what'll we do with a heron's tail?
We'll make it into home-brewed ale. Heron's tail.
Your Castle Brown ale.
Heron's belly.
Jars of jelly.
Heron's fins.
Needles and pins.
Heron's eyes.
Puddings and pies.
Heron's head.
Loaves of bread.
And all manner of things.
Of all the fish that swim in the sea, The herring is the one for me. How are you today? How are you today? How are you today, me hinny?
Thank you.
One morning, in May, I met a fair couple, they were making their way. One was a lady so sweet and so fair, the other was a soldier and a brave volunteer. Well, good morning, good morning, cried he. Where are you going, my pretty lady? I'm a-going out a-walking by the banks of the sea, just to see the water gliding or hear the nightingale sing. Oh, they had not been standing but a minute or two, till out of his knapsack a fiddle he drew, and the tune that he played made the valleys all ring. Oh, hush, cry the maiden, hear the nightingale sing. Touch of one string, then to see the water glide in, you hear the nightingale sing. I'm going back to London, I'll stay for a year. I'll drink all of my living in whiskey and beer. And if ever I return, it will be in the spring, just to see the water glide in, you hear the nightingale sing. To see the water glide in, the nightingale sing.
Thank you. The song's a Gene Ritchie one. It's about a train. And this train is called the LNN. Coming through up there.
When I was a curly-headed baby, Daddy set me down upon his knee. He said, son, you go to school and learn your letters. Don't be no dusty miner like me. For I was born and raised at the mouth of the Hazard Holler, and those coal cars roaring and rumbling past my door. But now they're standing rusting, rolling empty. And the LNN don't stop here anymore. I used to think my daddy was a black man, with scrip enough to buy the company store. But now he goes downtown with empty pockets,
and his face as white as a February snow. I was born and raised at the mouth of the Hazard Holler, and those coal cars roared and rumbled past my door. But now they're standing rusting, rolling empty, and the L&M don't stop here anymore. Last night I dreamt I went down to the office to get my payday like I done before. But them old vines had covered up the doorway, and there were trees and grass. Well, the brawn ran through the floor. For I was born and raised at the mouth of the Hazard Holler, and those coal cars roared and rumbled past my door. But now they're standing rusting, rolling empty, and the L&M don't stop here anymore. I never thought I'd live to love the coal dust. Oh, I never thought I'd pray to hear the tipple roar. But Lord, I wish the grass would change to money. Them greenbacks fill my pockets once more. For I was born and raised at the mouth of the Hazard Holler. You know those coal cars roared and rumbled past my door. But now they're standing rusting, rolling empty, and the L&M, you don't stop here anymore. It don't stop here anymore. Thank you. Judy Collins wrote a song about fishermen. And Evelyn Beers, back there, Bernstein, played Dancing Doll on it. You can hear it way in the back, just kind of clicking along, and I like the song. Hell, I like Judy Collins anyway. And I wrote a song just in for her and for my nephew, and it's called Oscar. And the chorus goes like this. Oh, the ships cry, Oscar, Oscar, from the lonely sea. Oh, Oscar, Oscar, come shine your light on me. That's what the chorus is. Let me hear you sing it. Oh, the ships cry, Oscar, Oscar, from the lonely sea. Oh, Oscar, Oscar, come shine your light on me. Way out in the lighthouse, overlooking the sea, lives a man named Oscar and his wife old Maybelline. He's the keeper of the lighthouse, as anyone can see. He's been there for some years now, him, his wife, and me. Oh, the ships cry, Oscar, Oscar, from the lonely sea. Oh, Oscar, Oscar, come shine your light on me. His blue eyes bulge at midnight, and his mustache switches twice. Bites his lip and he gets a grip on the wheel that controls the light. And when the fog rolls out to sea and the ships have lost their view, that little light that shines at night helps them all come through. All the ships cry, Oscar, Oscar, from the lonely sea. Oh, Oscar, Oscar, come shine a light on me. Well, if you're ever by this way, or you have been next instrumental is a two-part song. The first song is Farewell to Tarwathi, a wailing song. And the second is a song called She Begs, She More, which means the little elf and the big elf, from what I've been told. Currently got interested in jazz on dulcimer. Like Howie Mitchell says, anything goes. And this is a song that's on my upcoming record with a new type of dulcimer, a completely electric one. Though it sounds no different than the dulcimer, you can just make it sound more bass and treble as you want it. And this song is called Duncan. Thank you. chicken. No eggs would she lay. I had a chicken, no eggs would she lay. One day my rooster came into the yard and caught my chicken right off of her guard. She's giving eggs now, just like she used to, just 'cause that rooster came into the yard. She's giving eggs now, just like she used to, just 'cause that rooster came into the yard. Let me tell you about a milk cow who didn't give milk. I had this milk cow and no milk would she give. One day my rooster came into the yard and caught my milk cow right off of its guard. She's given eggnog just like she used to. A fruit tree, no fruit would it give. I had a fruit tree and no fruit would it give. One day my rooster came into the yard and caught my fruit tree right off of its guard. It's given me plants just like it used to. Gas pump, no gas would it give. I had a gas pump, it would not give gas. One day my rooster came into the yard and caught my gas pump right off of its guard. It's given shell gas just like it used to, just 'cause that rooster came into the yard. It's given shell gas just like it used to, just 'cause that rooster came into the yard. I had a gum tree, no gum would it ever give to me. I had a gum tree, it wouldn't give gum. One day my rooster came into the yard and caught my gum tree right off of its guard. He staggered more than just walked. It's given chicklets just like it used to, just 'cause that rooster came into the yard. It's given chicklets just like it used to, just 'cause that rooster came into the yard. Thank you. I don't know what that rooster had, but I wish I had it, I'll tell you. Yes, the theme today is peace. And last year at Fox Hollow, I heard this song played with psaltery, and I worked it out on dulcimer. Of course, you can't play psaltery like, you can't play dulcimer like you play psaltery, but at least mountain. And I think that it's the most beautiful folk song ever written. Some call it Wally Wally. I call it There's a Ship.
That's Kevin Roth. Kevin Roth. I've got these new colored things over the microphone. I don't know whether to talk into it or lick it. We have another announcement. There is camping allowed on the grounds for performers and staff. Because there just isn't enough facilities around the area. And there have been special arrangements made for performers and staff. But there aren't any arrangements made for anyone else other than performers and staff. And if people tent elsewhere, or if there is a greater number of tents than the capacity we're allowed, that could jeopardize this festival. And at the moment, there's a red tent on the hill up beyond the Twin Towers and a couple of green tents right near the Twin Towers. And for the future of the festival, we'd sort of like to see those disappear. All around the world now, with the advent of mass communication, it's not like it was 100, even 50 years ago, where music stayed pretty much in one locality and never got around to other places. Now with radio and television and records and tapes and all that kind of thing, almost anywhere around the world you can hear music from other parts of the world, and almost anywhere in the world you can hear American music, jazz and rock and folk music. And in Vietnam, for a number of years now, you could turn on almost any radio station and hear American music. Our next performers come from Vietnam, from what we call Saigon, and in Vietnam it's called Saigon. They have been in this country only 3 months, but they've adopted America as their home, and in fact consider themselves citizens of Florida now. And I would like to ask you to welcome a man who writes the material himself and plays while his daughter, one of a family of six who are in this country now, sings the songs he's written. Let's have a rousing, warm welcome for Phan Suy and Hai Tien.
I think Vietnam is not a stranger to Americans. But I guess that you do understand Vietnam through the military or political problem. Tonight I wish we can sing for you the Vietnamese human feeling. So we will sing a couple of songs of joy, a couple of songs of sorrow. To be here, we will sing a song I wrote for her, my daughter, Thai Yen. The title is The Age of Dreams, and here is the meaning. Oh, my young girls, what you dreams are talking?
I dream of being a fairy who make flowers talk the language of men and make men fly like birds in the sky.
Very nice. What you dreams are talking?
I dream of being beautiful, like a full moon. I shall compete with all the beauties.
Very good. What you dreams at 15?
I dream of having the soul of a poet, to bring dreams to people and peace to the world.
Very good. What you dreams now at 16?
Well, I do not dream of much. I only wish to be loved as a good girl, a Vietnamese girl.
Ba-ba-ba.
Ooh, ba-ba-ba. Just sing a song of joy. And now we would like to sing for you a song of sorrow. The title is The Rain on the Leaves.
Song I wrote for youngster from 16 to 60. Title is The Rosy Year. Thank you. you have a very bad thing. That is the war. But you have also very good thing. You have love. You have many good things. But 20 years ago, we did not have a choice between the good and the bad thing. We must accept everything. Because so it's life. Now we will sing for you One Day on Life. Một ngày cho người sống, chỉ một ngày cho người chết. Một ngày cho người thương, chỉ một ngày cho người ghét. Một ngày cho cuộc chiến, chỉ một ngày cho đời biến. Một ngày cho bình yên, chỉ một ngày lại cho điên. Ai ơi, thân phận làm người, thân phận làm người. One day is to cry, one day to be born, one day is to die, one day is for joy, one day is for pain, one day is for peace, one day is insane.
One day is for fear, one day to be brave, one day is to kill, one day is to save, one day understood, one day is perplexed, a hero.
This life we lead.
Hi, 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 hi.
Now you sing the last song for this program. A children's song. The title is Little Boy Catch a Cricket. You know, in Vietnam, children used to catch two crickets and make them fighting each other. And in this song, I tell the children that the cricket is a singer, he's not a boxer.
Fun, Sui, and Tai Hien. Names are a funny thing. There's somebody around here named Albie Dawson, and the boys of the lock are looking for her. I'm not sure why, but Albie Dawson, if you're here, would you come down to the stage? You can mention a name, and, well, if you mention the name in Keys Rocks, Wisconsin or something, maybe nobody would know who it was. Maybe if you mentioned it on 42nd Street in New York City, nobody would know. But there are some circles where you mention a name and it's like magic. Just the name itself, it you know something exciting is going to happen if you mention a name like, well, Howie Mitchell, for example, or something like that. We got a name coming, and all I got to do is just say the name, and I know everybody's going to just, it's Eddie Trickett.
I've been on 42nd Street. tell you later. I was trying to think of how to explain the chorus to this song so that it would be easy to catch on to. And the best that I could come was that the chorus has five lines. The first two lines are the first half of the last line of the verse immediately preceding that chorus. And the third line is the last line of the verse before the chorus. And the fourth and fifth lines are the last two lines of the verse immediately preceding the chorus. We can try a verse just to see how, whether or not I got the right mnemonic or whatever.
The gay fusilier came marching down to Rochester, bound for the wars in the Low Country. And he sang as he marched through the crowded streets of Rochester.
You'll be
weather calls for some dry humor. A while ago, I, out of necessity, invented a tuning that the time I called quorum tuning. Now, quorum tuning means different things in different situations. In some cases, it means half of your strings plus one are in tune. And sometimes it requires two-thirds. So tuning and retuning my 12-string guitar, and people thought of ones that are a lot more exciting than that. And sometime, maybe, where could we collect them? Maybe at the Folk Lunacy record booth or something, to collect different kind of tunings. I was thinking of filibuster tuning somehow on the way up. It had to do with the clear majority, but not two-thirds of your strings, being in tune with each other. And being opposed by a minority of greater than one-third, all of whom agreed with themselves and against the other. Well, it goes on. Who's that? Bridge, I was my love to carry. learn how to play the banjo. Just like I never sang for my father. I didn't do that either. I'd like to, play a song that had a lot of sort of revival impetus, I think, from this particular festival. There are a bunch of songs that this festival has done to spread in nice ways. There's a song that Margaret MacArthur sings called Renderdine. It was here, and a song that Joe Hickerson sang one night called Sammy's Bar. Other people knew it, but they didn't sing it very much. Well, this is one of those other ones. The song to teach yourself the alphabet by. The chorus is the alphabet with a little bit of something thrown in the middle. It goes like this. Try that?
With an A and a B and a great big C, C and a D and an E, F, G.
She showed her education and she talked to her relations and told all of her relations that she had an education. Okay. She showed her education, and she talked to her relations, and told all of her relations that she had an education. I try from the top. With an A and a B and a great big C, C and a D and an E, F, G. She showed her education, and she talked to her relations, and told all of her relations that she had an education. With an H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. With an A and a B and a great big C, C and a D and an E, F, G. She showed her education and she talked to her relations and told all of her relations that she had an education. With an H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. John, he had an educated wife, studied very hard all the days of her life, learned all the letters, be they either great or small, never had forgotten. Alphabet at all. Got so smart she could read and write her name. Taught Uncle John that he might do the same. Learned all the letters from her little spelling book, and she memorized them all till she never had to look. With an A and a B and a great big C, C and a D and an E, F, G. She showed her education and she talked to her relations and told all of her relations that she had an education. With an H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. Got their hats and bonnets on and soon on their way. Was a little log house with a weather-beaten steeple, crowded mighty full with the educated people. Heard so many tongues, heard so many tales, that they all came out to hear this educated lady spell. With an A and a B and a great big C, C and a D and an E, F, G. She showed her education and she talked to her relations and told all of her relations that she had an education. With an H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. Their places and their names were read. Uncle John at the foot, his wife at the head. There while they were standing very straight, there for the first word they patiently did wait. Last it came as the word Ebenezer, passed his wife and it didn't really please her. Passed on down Uncle John for the first time in life. He showed his education by his educated wife. With an A and a B and a great big C, C and a D and an E, F, G. She showed her education and she talked to her relations and told all of her relations that she had an education. With an H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. Thank you. I'd like to sing one more song and ask my good friends Gordon Bach and Ann Muir to come join me. Surprises you so much.
No.
That's Eddie Trickett.